allowing us to have another day to come to your house.
Yes.
And we thank you for that. We don't take you for granted. Somebody didn't even wake up last night. Somebody is even leaving here this morning, this afternoon, going on. But you saw fit to leave us here. We have work to do since you left us here. Now, God, we pray for our team. We pray for the baby. We pray, God, that you touch that baby now. We pray that you send healing for that baby's body. That baby shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Bless her. Bless us in this house to hear what the Spirit is trying to say into the church. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do for us that are here in this house. Don't let us miss it for anybody. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord. I told Veronica whatever she did, but I have to go there and do it again. Because before we had a short, we had to go and buy a piece because they were doing so. I don't think they shouldn't be doing that no more. But we're looking to the heathens, which comes to our help. We're in the 18th chapter. We're going to finish the 18th chapter. And we're going to wrap to the 19th. We're getting ready to come home. We got a few more to go. That's it. So I hope I've been warning y'all, taking y'all through what's going on, because somebody may be here to see this. Mm-hmm. And some of us are going to be gone. So we're going to the 18th chapter. No, 14 and 15. That's what we. Yep, it's 18th chapter of Revelation.
14 and
15. 14 and 15. Give me just a second. Got four chapters to go. We'll be going into that great, great place that we call our home. That's what we want. Okay, 18. That's the 14 and 15. All right, let's see what we got here. We're dealing with the fall of Babylon. The 14th verse says, and the truth that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things were made dainty and goodly are departed from thee. And thou shalt find them no more at all. 15. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar for the fear of her torment, weeping and waiting. Amen. All right, it's saying, Atlas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stone and pearls. For in 1 hour, so great riches has come to nothing. Some scholars are saying that America is going to get bombed. It's going to be blown up in 1 hour. It's going to be destroyed. Can you imagine that? Because America is the richest country that's ever been on the face of this earth. do y'all see what's going on in America? Are y'all watching and seeing and listening? I know some people say, well, I don't watch TV. Well, I do. I want to know what's going on around this globe. And America is in trouble. I mean, the devil is using these people to do these mass murders. And I even heard, what was it you had read yesterday, too? It was, they found them dead in the house or something. The babies, I ain't never seen so many babies dying in my life. And I heard that they found one day in the field somewhere, just threw the baby. Baby was born, just threw the baby away. I said, this is unbelievable. What's happening, y'all? America's being judged. It don't matter, even if they take our history out of their books, doesn't matter, because they're not going to stop what God is going to do. We still on the winning side. Whose side you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. For 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught. Revelation 18, 16, and 17. All the wealth wiped out in just an hour 10. Now listen, y'all. I don't want y'all to think that I'm loose up here in the head or something. I'm not going to try to buy another house. I don't want a new car. Let me tell you something. It's coming out to the wire. The stuff, you can't do nowhere to go with. You can't take it nowhere. All right? I'm in the house. Thank God. I said I was going to try to buy another. I'm not going to do nothing. It's not making sense to me for me to jump up and buy a house and I know the future, what the future's going to be in a brand new car. You know, I'm going to do what y'all want to do. I'm not going to do it. Because it don't make sense with what's coming. And y'all see how this inflation, well, I went to buy some egg, I just shook my head. Because somebody in the house loved eggs.
So.
Don't y'all see how the stuff, the grocery, is steady going up? And y'all, are y'all really watching how Biden has been giving billions here, a billionaire, a big. Don't y'all know what's going to come behind that?
Yeah.
America is broke.
Oh,
yeah. So, somebody going to pay for that. Because what they're saying is the recession is not going to go anywhere. You hear people say, oh, the recession will be better. Thank you. Y'all tell y'all president to quit spending all that money. I'm telling y'all, there's something gonna come behind that. You can actually go on YouTube. They got this black guy, and what he does, he goes to the scripture, goes to the Bible, and he got little people, black or brown. You know, I mean, it is so good how he teach, and what he's teaching is straight from the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And he's telling us, y'all keep watching that money. I never thought about that. And listen, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. I got to be honest with y'all. I never paid attention to what was going on in America as I was growing up. I'm pretty sure. And now I'm looking at the Democrats. You call them the left. How are you going to be fighting for them to continue aborting these children? It's unbelievable. God gave America a reset when he stopped. He did that for a reason. Because he said, I'm going to give y'all another chance. And they studied fighting to bring it back. Killing babies. Like I said, I didn't understand none of this, but now I do. Now listen, I know everybody, well, what they gonna do? if they got raped, they ain't got to keep the baby. Don't kill the babies. All these people look at the baby to adopt. Who says that that baby gonna be like the one that raped? That's not so. Well, I got a warning pregnancy. Well, you should have used something. Don't get rid of the baby though. You can leave the baby at the hospital, and somebody trust me. Don't kill the baby. America is paying for the stuff what they're doing, and we ready in the middle of it. It ain't nothing for us to be scared, but we still be disturbed. I'm disturbed about y'all killing these babies. I didn't know what y'all was doing at first. We even got a clock. You got that clock in there?
Please.
Bring up that clock real quick. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they're doing, and if you don't pay attention, look, I'm walking down. Any of y'all ever had a shit you couldn't see before you got saved? Well, like I said, everything was so bright. I wonder why would it be that so bright? That couple of weeks, it just yeah, lifted the veil off my eyes. I got on the elevator at work. I went cussing, and the boy said, "Something wrong with him." He said, "What?" So he's cursing. What happened to you? I got to save that.
Oh, here we go.
You got it, Daniel?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
This is some serious stuff here. Look, we got to be paying attention to this stuff now. Look at this. 11:57 a.m. Look at all these babies worldwide. Look at the numbers changing. Look at this.
Oh.
Let me get my glasses.
Can y'all see now? Okay. Can y'all see now?
You see now?
Okay.
But this is, I want you to look at the numbers are changing. Since you loaded this page, I mean, look at the numbers jumping. This is not fake that she putting up there. This actually happened in real time. This. Daniel, go back to this. And then America, thank they got it. America don't think there's going to be no repercussion behind the action, but it is. America is being judged.
Yes, they are.
Care about them taking the history out of the books. If they want to do it, because there's another book that you can't do it. This is a book they got. You can't take it out of that book. And you're not going to be able to touch it.
That's right.
We know what they did, but what's going on, they're afraid that their kids are going to read the history of what they've done to us and turn on them. Hey, I'm telling you, y'all have to be listening to what they're saying, what they're trying to do. Today is the March of Selma, going across Selma. Bloody Sunday. This is America. Listen, and every shipmaker, this is America. And all the company of ships and sailors, and as many as trade in New York, I think they got 17 or 18 ports that they trade every day. Trade in, bring in, trade in from every port. This is what we're talking about. All the great riches you have, America. But you broke. Y'all go for Brad the bank if y'all want to. He need to go sit down. He's all too old. He need to go sit down somewhere. I'm not voting for him. Spending money like he got. Steady going deeper and deeper and deeper. We was already in debt with the Republican hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this, y'all, so we have our community. Listen, every shipmaster and all the company of ships, and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood off afar. They stood and looked and cried. Look at it. When they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, said, Atlas, Atlas, that great city, wherein were made rich all of us that had ships in the sea by reason of her. Causing this, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Some say it's going to be atomic bomb. I can see how that could be. Because they make it on that. Even Iran, Trump, with his so smart self, pulled out of the deal that they couldn't build and make a heater pull it down. Now they make it. They get rid of it. They hate America too. But this is nothing for us to be learned. But we have to take a look at it and see, at least we know what's going to be going on. Y'all remember what chapter we was in? We was in 15 or 14 or whatever it was. Y'all remember this woman riding the beast?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? Y'all know who she, that lady was? See, America is holding everything down now. They ain't going to touch America now. But they prepared to. Yeah. And China, they're getting ready. But America is holding them all down. That's that beast ride. And she riding on the beast. Because she's holding the other country down. That's going to change.
Yeah. Well, we yeah.
Revelations 18, 17, and 19. And all of the wealth that was brought to build this city, all the wealth that was centered in this city, now destroyed. And the world is weeping. The kings, the merchantmen who brought in the ship to bring the goods and all the valuable costly items are all weeping as they see her destruction. In heaven, there's a different scene. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone. Revelation 18, 20, and 21. See, now, this is why I'm saying to y'all, y'all have the right to do whatever you need to do or want to do as far as buying houses, cars, whatever y'all want to do, y'all do it. But I'm not doing it no more. I see a different scenery. I see a different take. What is that guy name on YouTube? I want y'all to go and watch this guy. He's a black guy. And he breaks this thing down so simple with the scriptures, word by word, scripture by scripture. And he talks about Judah. He talks about Israel, period. And he breaks everything down. And he spread this thing.
Okay, there's no name here, but it's called Truth Unedited.
That's it.
That's the YouTube channel.
Go to that channel. Truth Unedited. I dare you to watch it. And I want you to watch it. It's going to tell you about heaven. It's going to tell you about everything. It's going to bring it up to the day. Today, it's good. And I mean, it's real good. And it's showing how the Hebrews... They were like y'all. They were black. They were brown skinned. Watch that. I guarantee you, you'll be following it. Every week he got another one coming, but he deals with, brings it all up to the day. He goes back to Israel, comes up to now. Watch it. Now, a great millstone, 18, 20, 21. A great millstone can easily be a rock as large as this pulpit, as wide as this pulpit, and the hole would be in the middle. It would be round. I have seen millstones as large as this pulpit. They must weigh 12 or 1,500 pounds. Jesus said, if a person deliberately destroyed the faith of a little child, and they talk about if you think because somebody just got saved that they ain't nothing, you walk over them. You're going to be, if you think they're not saved, and be careful who you think you're saved and who's not saved. Be careful with that. Because you got some folks you're going to see upcoming and just now getting this, and they're going to be falling and struggling and falling and, because you, we did.
Yeah.
We have to be honest, we did. And it brought us to this day. Yes, I struggle with sexual, y'all know what I'm talking about. I struggle with it, being with a woman. I had been with a woman all my life. And then I was out with one, y'all think I was, I tell you, I stayed on the altar. I didn't get in the church. I know they were looking at me, but guess what? I didn't care because the prophet told me, he said, you stay on that altar to God. He said, now the people are going to be looking, but you ain't worried about the people. You go to God at the altar, and you go to God deliberately. And all the people that was in that church would be mostly pastor men. I don't know where they gone. And here I am. I come out of that stop. I can't lie to y'all and tell y'all it was always perfect. You go sleep in an empty house on the floor because you didn't get nowhere to go. The wife will kick you out and told you she don't want you because you in church. You try it. You give your car away and it's almost paid because you got to make a decision between an apartment and a car. Which will sleep in the car? Be careful how you touch these same folks, especially the new beginners.
Hallelujah.
It would be better for that person to have a millstone hung on his neck and thrown into the sea than to destroy the faith of a little child. He's talking about, he ain't talking about just a little baby. He's talking about a child of God. And you could be watching them falling, and you'll say, you know, but I know this at the church. I can be honest, y'all, the church be judging sometimes. You know, I saw Sister Barbara, a daughter out there, and you know she was on the corner. Why don't you pray for her? Shut your mouth. You know, Sister Bobby's son, he's bad as hell. And I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the hell down there. Girl, he got the hell in him. You see him? The church is the biggest judge and I've ever seen. And don't y'all go to some of these conventions with no pain or something. Look at him, come stepping up in here. And got these, look at these women with these pants. What church they go to? Jesus is the way. What did they pass that? Already, you looking for me? Open toe shoes. That's ridiculous. And I don't understand the scripture that they use. The scripture they use is don't wear nothing pertaining to a man. What are you talking about? They got women pants.
Yes, they do.
Hallelujah.
Women tops.
Preach.
They do. And then, come on, y'all. That scripture was talking about back then. And go back and see what they were wearing. They were wearing no pants, period. They had robes.
That's how they were.
Yes.
And the men robes had pockets. And the women's didn't. That's how they distinct. But then when some of them fast-tailed women start trying to wear the fast, that's what they were talking about. Go back and read what they were doing. Because they had some fast-tailed women back in that time. To them. That's why some people don't want to come to church now. Because they, I don't have nothing to wear. Because they know how. They've already heard. You got to go to church with a dress on.
Yeah.
You got to have some nice shoes on. Don't you go there with no pain.
Y'all can come here. We don't care about your clothes. We care about your soul.
That's right.
I sometimes wonder about these teachers, humanists, who are seeking to destroy the faith of the children that come into their classroom. Not that we deal with the classroom. Boy, I would tell you, I would want to stand in their shoes when they face the eternal living God. The angels take this great millstone and he casts it into the sea and he said, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Now, we're so blessed that whatever happened over here, we're still here. We already win. Because we kept the faith. We are the just. And you better believe that the just shall live by faith. You better believe sometimes you get up in the middle of the night, the Lord be coming at you, and you go in there and pray because you're dealing with a situation that you can't tell nobody else because you're dealing with that work with some of these devils. And you're dealing with a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff with the people that live by you. You have to go and pray. Now, I can remember them boys that took over the streets last year. I'm telling you all about it. And they were selling it up. I went out there. I said, hey, man, listen, man. You don't sell dope when you live it. I thought when I'm staying in the apartment. But they didn't. It was out. They took over the block. And they were selling dope. And one day, I went over and started talking to them. And the young man was sitting in the back seat with two in front, two in the back. I started talking to him. And the one in the back says to me, you're the only one that approached us who we knew since we've been doing stuff. Why are they scared and want to approach us? I said, y'all ain't my kid. That's why I'm approaching. All right now. I said, what y'all doing? I done done it twice. Well, you know. So I left and went and opened my garage. I was going in. And the same boy jumped up around and said, are you Yonah's grandfather? I said, yeah. He said, I'm your brother. I said, well, I'm your grandfather too. And he went back and he told him, boy, that's my grandfather. Don't touch him. We went out of town. They protected our house. They started picking up paper on the grass. Didn't they, Jerry? They started cleaning up our yard. And I mean, they had to hold back through a bunch of them. I had to judge them. I told them. Amen. Amen. Veronica, tell you, how many young men was on that block when you came to see me? Veronica said, what did he say, Veronica?
V was like, we to pray him away.
But y'all know what?
Nah, we pray away.
I became to know them as young human beings, young men.
That's right.
Just because they was hustling don't mean that they
That's
were
right.
bad.
That's right.
I did too. And I know what they were doing. They were hustling.
Survival.
That's what it was, survival. And I remember I did pray as time went on. I prayed. I think it was me, Brendan, and Danielle. However we did it, we took it and we prayed. And I asked God to go ahead and remove because I was tired of sitting on the street now.
Hallelujah.
I got tired of telling them to unblock my driveway. But guess what happened after we prayed that? One of them got killed just a few feet from my house. About 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He got up, Cody had her to come to my door. Asked if we could hit anything. I know what I told him. I said, it was your fault. What you mean? I said, that's what I said. It was your fault. Well, you know, brother, you know we short. I said, this deal was your fault. Y'all could have stopped this. The Lord had blessed us so we were untouchable. And I'm telling you today, you are untouchable. Today, if you don't get another word from today, as we deal going into the future, and God should be showing you the future, lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Say, I'm untouchable.
I'm untouchable.
God, I thank you.
God, I thank you.
For you are living.
For you are living.
And you are dead.
For you are dead.
And I'm untouchable. God, he got us in his hands. Don't y'all fool yourself. Okay, so here we are, Revelation 18 and 21. Don't get ready to bring this to a close. It could be that God would cover the area where this city, Babylon, was being destroyed in 1 hour. This great place. This city wants to live with the oceans again. And in the kingdom age, the geographical area would be under the sea. And the millstone fell to the bottom. This is something, y'all. This takes place upon the surface of the earth. That area will be covered with water. It would never be found. It would never be brought into the remembrance again. And the voice of the harpers and musicians, pipers, trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman or whosoever craft he be shall be found anymore in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of the candles shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries all of the nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all that were slain upon earth. You were talking about what they were going to put, the ones up under the altar in heaven. They could be saying, Lord, Lord, how long? How long, Lord? Shall we get revenge? How long, Lord? Then the ones going to be slain. In the tribulation. Revelation 18:20-21 unfolds. And so we see God's judgment be centered in one of the commercial systems and the false religious system. Because y'all do know in the tribulation, y'all know it's going to be a one word religion. In a one world government. It's behind the scenes now. They are saying that they want to reset in 2030. They want to reset what they've been doing because what's going to happen if they usher in a new world order. Some people say it's there now. I can't say that because I don't see it now. But I can see it forming.
It's forming. Not yet. It's forming.
Well,
we're up
for democracy in this thing. Why do y'all think Trump, when Trump was talking to Putin and all that, you should have been looking to see right through. They were, he even told the people that you know, they got somebody there, what do you call them? They do the stuff.
The translator.
Trump took the paper that they had and just tore them up or something. Because Trump was sent here by Putin to destroy democracy. I seen it with it first and I knew it. Because he was too cozy. And they got something on him. Because he's going to have a patent. I'm telling you, they got something on Trump that he don't want the world to
know.
Father, we thank you that you have called us. You have chosen us and ordained us that we should be your disciples, that we should bring forth fruit, abiding fruit. Now, Lord, we commit ourselves unto your Lordship, to that rule of your Spirit over our lives. Make us like you, Lord, in all ways, pure as you are pure, righteous as you are righteous, holy, Lord, as you are holy. May we be holy people walking before the Lord, circumspecting in total reverence unto thee, O Lord, that we will account it worthy that day to stand with you in your kingdom and to share in the eternal glory that the Father has purposed to give us. And to those who love you and walk with you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, get out of here and pray. That's the 18th chapter. We're rolling to 19 next week. We're going to get down and get and we're going to be more into the Word of God. God is blessing us. He will continue to bless us over here in a place that's out of control.
All right, John.
And while we're in it, he's going to protect us.
You forgot your article.
Oh, listen, okay. Oh, here goes my heart. Losing their religion while us churches are on the decline.
U.S.
You said us.
It's abbreviated U.S.
U.S. That's us. Yeah, I guess that's what we say. Churches are closed in a rapid number in the U.S. Researchers say, as congregations dwindle across the country, and a younger generation of Americans abandon Christianity altogether. Our young people coming up now don't want God, don't believe in God, and they ain't gonna serve God.
Keep
She made it bigger.
Okay, here we go. I had to find myself.
Churches are closing rapid number in the U.S. researchers say, as congregations dwindle across the country, and younger generation of America, abandon Christianity altogether, even as faith continues to dominate American politics. As the U.S. adjusts to an increasingly non-religious population, thousands of churches are closing each year in the country. A figure that experts believe may have altered since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Accelerated.
Where's that? Where that?
Accelerated.
Okay. Put it like this. These young folks is out of control. They're out of control. Don't y'all see this? They have no respect. And when we play our music and it be loud, they play this. There's nobody shaking my
windows.
So we're going to play ours too. It's a little too loud, so you just tell us, we're going to jam. Like, did you?
Hey, wait for
their
system.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you. My windows be shaking at 3 o'clock in the